This week's Cotton Newsline is Three Cuts. All cuts are Craig Brown, Vice President of Producer Affairs for the National Cotton Council. Cut 1, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Chairman Peterson has decided to have a series of hearings both in Washington, D.C. and around the country. They've already commenced. He had the Secretary of Agriculture in as a sole witness to a D.C. hearing in late April, early May. And then he's also conducted another hearing where he's bringing in some economists. But the main focus is on the regional field hearings. He's had some out west. Next week, there are hearings scheduled in Atlanta, or just outside of Atlanta, in Troy, Alabama, and in Lubbock, Texas, which obviously are in the Cotton Belt. And we know that there are going to be some cotton producers who've been asked to testify in those hearings.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
He's looking for regional input from the country as opposed to the national organizations at this point. He recognizes that the next farm bill, whenever it's written, certainly by 2012, will be a difficult farm bill to write because of the budget constraints and the pressures that are going to face members of Congress. And I think he's just trying to get an early jump on that to try to get a feel for what might be the ideas of producers out in the country from the various commodities.
Cut 3. Coming in 3, 2, 1.
They can go to the House Ag Committee website, and there is a schedule of the hearings. They're all open to the public. They can also follow them on the Internet. I think there's capabilities of doing that. And lastly, they can also provide written comments. There's a method to send in comments. We're glad that there are several cotton producers who've been asked to testify at these hearings in the Cotton Belt, and we're hoping that they will provide a consistent message to the committee on what the cotton industry thinks sound cotton policy needs to include and recognizing the challenges that we're going to face.